Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain! Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Easter Monday alohas to you. Great to have you along. Your timing is exquisite because you have arrived at the beginning of hour number two. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed either by telephone using the Ingalls Advantage talk line 800-347-1063 or via text message. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available for you there, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063word.com. Never to get to the birthdays and today in history for today, so let's go ahead and get those out of the way, shall we? Beginning with a happy belated birthday to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, turned 93 yesterday. That's her real birthday. Of course, in the UK, they have the official birthday of the monarch, which is a different date. But this is yesterday was the Queen's official birthday. Today, April 22nd, happy 33rd birthday, actress Amber Heard, Aquaman's Queen, Mera, in the Aquaman and Justice League movies. She is also, of course, the former Mrs. Johnny Depp. Gemma Whelan is 38. She plays Yara Greyjoy on Game of Thrones. Cheryl Lee is 52. She was Laura Palmer on Twin Peaks back in the day. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is 53. Negan on The Walking Dead. Byron Allen is 58, comedian. Ryan Stiles is 60. The lanky 6'6" comic from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And the Drew Carey Show. Rock legend from the 70s, Peter Frampton, you know what I mean, is 69 years old today. Jack Nicholson, I don't know if he can handle the truth, but he's 82 today. We remember in memoriam the birthday of Charlotte Ray, born in the state in 1926, Mrs. Garrett, from both Different Strokes and its spinoff, The Facts of Life. Rhinestone cowboy legend Glenn Campbell, born in the state, 1936. Green Acres star Eddie Albert, born in the state in 1906. You know that Eddie Albert won the Navy Cross at Tarawa? Yeah, he was a World War II hero. Physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, one of the geniuses behind the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb, born in the state in 1904. 3 days until Take Your Kids to Work Day, 20 days until Mother's Day. Back in the day on April 22nd, 155 years ago today, in 1864, Congress authorized the use of the phrase, "In God We Trust," on U.S. coins. 53 years ago today, in 1966, Wild Thing by the British band The Troggs was released in the U.S., was used as the theme song of the rebellious pitcher played by Charlie Sheen in Major League. The version used there was a cover by the L.A. punk band X. 50 years ago today, in 1969, for some reason, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from John Winston Lennon to John Ono Lennon, probably because he was a commie. 1970, the first Earth Day was celebrated. 41 years ago, 1976, Babwa Wawa, Barbara Walters, became Networks TV's first anchor woman when she signed on to co-anchor the ABC News with Harry Reasoner for $1 million a year. It didn't help the ratings, by the way. 41 years ago today, 1978, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first appeared as the Blues Brothers on SNL, Saturday Night Live. 25 years ago today, 1994, former President Richard Nixon died of a stroke. He was 82. 19 years ago today, following the orders of Attorney General Janet Reno, federal agents raided the home where Elian Gonzalez was hiding and reunited the boy with his father, sending him back to the workers' paradise that was Fidel Castro's Cuba. Nice work. And 15 years ago today, in 2004, Pat Tillman, former Arizona Cardinals football player, killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. He's the NFL player who enlisted in the Army following September 11th. You remember September 11th? That's when Congresswoman Omar said, somebody did something. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There we go. To the phones we go. William is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, William. Welcome to the program. Lead off batter in hour number two.
Well, good afternoon, sir. I returned to the upstate after about a 40-year hiatus, and your show is one of the highlights of the return. I greatly enjoy it.
Thank you very much, sir. Where did you return here from, if I may inquire?
Well, pick a spot. I did a fair amount of time in the Navy and a fair amount of time in the organization formerly known as the Customs Service.
Right.
Now belovedly known as CBP.
Yep.
And in that time, I spent a fair amount of time over the border. The UCP folks, I'm not sure. I know they think they're doing a Lord's work there, but the people coming across the border want the Border Patrol to get them because they take down their vitals, give them a notice to appear, and send them somewhere else.
Right.
So I don't know. I admire what they're doing. We have to do something about the border. That was my life's work for 23 years, and it to say it's out of control is a vast understatement.
It must be really distressing to you, William, to see the situation the way it is deteriorated on our border. We essentially, you know, to call it porous, I guess would be an understatement at this point.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
I mean, and that relates to the second thing, the poor soldiers that are on the border. I mean, I'm not going to say they're not war fighters. Who knows what their real job is?
Sure.
But they're not sent there as war fighters. They're
yes.
sent there as support. They are prohibited from taking an active enforcement role. So they're sort of like the guys that are providing for those Border Patrol agents and those customs officers and such that are actually doing it because they can't get their hands on.
Right.
And there are so many spots along that border. You hear all the talk about the wall. It's just anybody that pays attention, and you do pay attention, just knows the absurdity of it.
Yep.
Walls work, and areas like where I suspect these two soldiers were, you fly over them. If you don't have a GPS, you do not know where the border is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there is something, it may be a two-strand barbed wire fence. It's just, it's wide open. And if we have to do something about it. I don't, you know, you're right. My heart goes out.
Mine too.
My compadres are still on the job. You know, when you think about Kevin McAleenan, who's acting Secretary of Homeland Security now, he's the commissioner of the CBP.
Right.
And I've known Kevin for, I don't know how many years. He is a morally upright, smart, incredibly smart guy
mm-hmm.
in an untenable situation. So when you see a decision that he makes and you wonder just, you know, how can somebody make a decision like that?
Yeah.
Trust me, if you're sitting in his chair, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that because it's formed in the forge of politics in Washington.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm a student of history, and as you say many times, if we don't follow it, we're doomed to repeat it.
You better believe it. I have seen numerous statements, and I'm sure you probably have too, William, from Border Patrol personnel speaking out primarily through the union, and saying, look, you know, I'm not a law enforcement officer. I've been reduced to an Uber driver.
And diaper changer.
Yeah. Absolutely pathetic.
And it's a shame because, and this, we know where this started. This started with the Obama administration because that was, I was there for that sad time.
Right.
And he would not let those guys on the border do their job. He just wouldn't let them do it. So now they've been reduced to just that. They're hauling people so they can get their letters to appear, notice to appear, and then figure out what to do when the beds are gone. They have to turn them loose somewhere.
Right. And they do exactly that, and they take off for parts unknown. William, thank you for your service. My heart also goes out to the people who are trying desperately to do a good job on the border. But just as under Obama's military, the rules of engagement have these guys handcuffed.
Absolutely.
It's a pathetic situation, and I thank you for your service. And great to have you
thank
back
you,
in
sir.
The upstate. Thank you, William. I appreciate the call very much. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Only 1 week left to go. You aware of this, Moneypenny? Countdown is underway. 7 days from today. Not 7 days in May, like the old book and movie. 7 days in April. Until the return of the $1,000 bankroll contest. That's right. 7 o'clock in the morning, week from today, Tara will give the first keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest. We had what? Baker's dozen of winners last time around? 13 winners last time around, I believe is correct. 12 times a day, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., we will give you a keyword. You text it to the number that we give you for the contest, which is different than our regular text line number. And you get your name in the hopper for a chance to win $1,000. And 12 or 13, one or the other, a number of people made it pay off last time around. So note to self, 1 week from today, the $1,000 bankroll contest returns. All right? In on the text line. So you get your DOJ to arm the cartel, then your party opens the border. Sounds a lot like aiding and abetting a foreign enemy, or as the left might phrase it, collusion. Gotcha. Bobby, this is what happened this weekend. Some people somewhere did something to some Easter worshipers. Right. That's the official Ilhan Omar line. By the way, she is now walking on the dead bodies of those who died in Somalia in the Black Hawk Down incident. We'll work our way around to that before we're done today. Speaking of which, Bobby, 11 years ago today, two Marines made the ultimate sacrifice by standing their post as a truck full of explosives headed towards the main entrance of a barracks full of Marines in Ramada, Iraq. Lance Corporal Jordan Harter, 19, and Corporal Yale, 22 years old. Never forget. We thank them for their service. Hey, Bob, what do you get when you cross a gorilla and a computer? What do you get, Moneypenny, when you cross a gorilla and a computer?
No clue.
This is in celebration, I guess, of the anniversary today of Babwa Wawa becoming the co-anchor of ABC Nightly News. When you cross a gorilla and a computer, you get a hairy reasoner. All righty then. Bobby, referencing the border incident, professionalism of our soldiers confirmed again from their solid decisions, no one died and everybody went home. Two lost Mexican soldiers, not a threat to America. Well done, soldiers. They deserve a medal. Bob, so the investigation has started. If the FBI didn't investigate, they weren't doing their duty. Then the above lied, thus it became even more suspicious. It's that simple. Glad Trump was cleared, but investigation was necessary. Democrats should move on to actual issues. Most have. I hope that's the case. I hope most of the Democrats have put this in the rear view. Bobby Papadopoulos and Carter Page of the Trump campaign both had suspicious behaviors. Then comes on board Manafort, also with suspicious ties, General Kelly, too. But nothing that had anything to do with the president colluding with Russia. Nada, zip, zero, zilch. Do they have questionable activities going on before that? Well, if so, okay, fine. Bobby, don't know how well it was reported, but think back. Bush-Obama days, the Border Patrol was confronted by the Mexican Army several times. That's true. Bobby, about the previous suggestion for arresting Madonna for thinking about blowing up the White House, they can't arrest Madonna. The mentally challenged can say whatever they want and then forget that they said it. Here's three words that have a ring to them. Remember the Alamo. Bobby, I have a feeling impeach President Trump and the Civil War begins. Bobby, I don't know about the U.S. soldiers. My understanding is the U.S. military are unarmed on the border, so they couldn't be armed. So if they are faced by the Mexican military, even though on U.S. soil, they probably were outgunned and outmanned. It might have been wise to choose another day to fight. Well, according to the story, they were armed. And I think that catches me up. Oh, not quite. A couple more have popped in here. Let me quickly get to these. Bob, look up the story on the two Marines that the previous texter was talking about. Semper Fi. Till Valhalla. My brother. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, Trump should go ahead and start busing all the illegals to the statehouse steps in all the states that support sanctuary cities and keep dumping them and put in the hands of all the politicians to find a solution from there. Keep running the buses in round trips over and over. Now, it's interesting, as we go to the break here at 429, Patrick's ready in the news center. When we come back on the other side, city of San Francisco is just about national headquarters for all the virtue signaling about diversity and welcoming the illegals here and all that, until they talk about putting them in their zip code with a homeless shelter. And what happens next, I will tell you about on the other side. Bobby Mack Show here on Monday.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing all the buttons, screening the callers, making sure that the trains run on time. And Patrick in the news center, keeping you up to speed with breaking news. Little Annie out on medical leave. We understand, though, she has turned the corner after having a hip replacement surgery and is feeling better. So hopefully we'll look forward to her return in the coming days or weeks as her recuperation continues. Meantime, of course, all the social justice warriors on the left coast, the ones out there virtue signaling of how the poor illegals should be welcomed with open arms into America. A story from the Disassociated Press. San Francisco's renowned waterfront hosts joggers, admiring tourists, and towering condos with impressive views. It can also become the site of a new homeless shelter for up to 200 people. Don't you think folks who live in the city by the bay would welcome that? And not so much when it comes into their own zip code. Angry residents have packed public meetings, jeering at city officials, shouting down the mayor, whose name, believe it or not, is London Breed, over the proposal. They say they were blindsided and argue billionaire Twitter executive Jack Dorsey and other tech executives who support the idea should lobby city officials to build a shelter by their homes. The waterfront uproar among recent examples of strife in an expensive city that is both overwhelmed by tech wealth and passionate about, you got it, social justice. San Francisco companies Pinterest and Lyft recently went public, and Uber and Slack are coming soon, driving fears, I guess pun intended, that newly minted millionaires will snap up the few family homes left for under $2 million. City supervisor Sandra Lee Feuer fought tears at a testy hearing over a housing density development bill, inviting her critics to visit the poor seniors in her district who eat cat food for dinner. Opponents of the bill stood and turned their backs on Supervisor Valley Brown, who vigorously defended the legislation. And as the city continues to grapple with a housing shortage, the entire Board of Supervisors roasted on social media this month for rejecting a 63-unit housing project because it would cast shadows over a nearby park in an area with little green space. We're definitely at the boiling point, whether it's the housing crisis, whether it's quality of life, which is exacerbated by the worst traffic congestion in America, or the affordability crisis, said Supervisor Aaron Peskin. A March New York Times story about the upcoming IPOs set off frenzied activity among potential homebuyers, and a call from City Hall for a hearing on how all that new wealth will affect gentrification and city revenue. Realtor John Townsend had the article on hand as he showed a 1,500 square foot, three bedroom, one bath condo listed at $1.15 million, 1,500 square feet. You do the math for square footage. He said he had doubled the traffic the weekend after ride-hailing company Lyft went public in March. The condo, which needs updates, sold above the asking price. You're going to have a period of incredible demand, not just from tech by any means, but by interest rates being lowered in the last week, Townsend said. The real problem is we can't even remotely meet demand. The market for single-family homes under $2 million is going nuts, especially in neighborhoods attractive to millennials and young families, said a local realtor. The IPOs are in the back of people's minds, and the people who have to buy are the ones who are going for it, the families that need houses, the double incomes. A family of four earning $117,400 a year is considered low income in San Francisco. $117K a year and you're low income. Where the median sale price of a two-bedroom house, $1.3 million. That's the median price. Yet every night, the city of 885,000 also has about 4,400 people sleeping unsheltered in alleys and doorways and tucked away in Golden Gate Park. San Francisco opened its first homeless navigation center, as they call them, in 2015. They have six of them now throughout the city. Unlike traditional shelters, the centers allow people to bring pets, and they don't kick them out in the morning. The proposed navigation center in the Embarcadero is a critical part of the mayor's campaign pledge to open 1,000 new shelter beds by the end of 2020. It would sit in a parking lot owned by the Port of San Francisco. Commissioners scheduled to vote tomorrow on whether to lease the land to the city. After the mayor's plan was announced, opponents started a GoFundMe campaign to fight it called Safe Embarcadero for All. That's the area I used to work in San Francisco, by the way. Shelter supporters quickly called out the campaign on social media, and a sometimes nasty battle ensued. The campaign against the shelter has raised $100,000, while the campaign for it, called Safer Embarcadero for All, is at $175,000, including $25,000 from Twitter's Dorsey and $10,000 each from Salesforce founder Mark Benioff and Twilio chief executive Jeff Lawson. The high rises surrounding the lot, a three-bedroom, three-bath in the Brennan condo towers, sold for nearly $2.5 million in February. The monthly dues are $1,200. In the nearby Watermark building, which has a rooftop pool, a two-bed, two-bath condo sold for more than $1.3 million in October, also with monthly dues above $1,000. Other people in the city casting us as wealthy people don't like to see the homeless population. It's not true at all, said Wallace Lee, a stay-at-home dad who was leading the opposition. Stacy Reynolds Peterson has rented a two-bedroom below-market unit in a building near the proposed shelter since 1991, when the area was full of grim warehouses. Retired because of disability, she puts most of her income toward the $2,700 a month rent and is considering moving north because she can't afford San Francisco. She said, and I quote, "We have homeless people. I see them every day, and they're nice people. But this is only going to attract more. I used to love the city and be proud of it. Now I'm not anymore. It's dirty and it's ugly." And sad to say, it's getting dirtier and uglier by the day, thanks to the progressive Democrat leadership of their elected leaders. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Good to have you along here. 9 before 5 in the Bobby Mac Show. At the other end of let me catch up with the text line first because I'm going to come back to this. Bobby, so much for leaving your heart in San Francisco. Most can't afford to get in. Others can't afford to get out. Pretty sad. Bob, the Democrats' two latest stalling tactics with President Trump, the financial records and obstruction, all meant to keep the border off the front page, and with the bought and paid for soulless members of the lamestream media, they might stretch it out to 2020 when they'll have another 1 million new Democrat voters. Bobby, wow, 1,000-bed homeless shelters being built in 2020. That's 20 buses sent up from the border. I think San Francisco needs to build more housing if it expects to remain a sanctuary city. Bob, those home prices averaging $1.3 million, do those include a pooper scooper? No, I think you have to buy that separately on your own. Bob, so I guess you can get yourself a SNAP card and an Obama phone in San Francisco on a salary of $117,000 a year. It would appear so. Bobby, I didn't realize radio work was so demanding. Hip replacement and knee replacement surgeries? It's tough. It's tougher than it looks. Do not try this at home. Bobby, California welcomes illegals to America, just not their America. Bobby, Texans do remember the Alamo. Look at the Astrodome. It has 37 exits. Gotcha. Bobby, glad to hear the $1,000 keyword contest is coming back. And by the way, can you give me the keyword for this hour? Laugh out loud. Gotcha. Now, there is some good news out there. CNN is going to be giving away their commercials. Can you imagine what the ratings for CNN would be like if they didn't have contracts with every airport in America to carry nothing but CNN? They would owe Nielsen viewers. It would be that bad. CNN had its lowest primetime weekly ratings overall And in the key age demographic last week, according to Nielsen Media Research, from April 8th through the 12th, the network only averaged an audience of 690,000 people. In the key 25 to 54 age demographic, they averaged 180,000 people. Remind me, Moneypenny, how many people in America again? 330 million? They attracted 180,000 25 to 54 year olds and a total audience of 690,000? Why should anybody pay any attention to these guys? I mean, we all recognize they're nothing but the propaganda arm of the DNC. Their coverage last week included three presidential town halls. Ooh. So they did three Democrat presidential town halls and managed to drive everybody away, what few were there? Kirsten Gillibrand, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. Comparatively last week, BSNBC's primetime lineup averaged 1,600,000 viewers. Fox beat CNN and BSNBC combined with a total viewership of 2.4 million. The top networks for primetime viewership last week were led by Fox News, BSNBC, Home and Garden TV, USA Network, and TBS rounded out the top five. Where did CNN finish, you queried? 15th. CNN was beaten by the Discovery Channel, the Food Network, TLC, and A&E. Ratings continue to plummet following the release of the Mueller report. Oh, and by the way, when we were doing the story earlier about that border group, the head of which has now been arrested by the FBI, the story referenced the Southern Poverty Law Center, bunch of lefty green mailers, and I mentioned how much trouble they'd been in. Twitter has quietly severed ties with the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center among mounting reports of scandal within the organization and insider claims that SPLC's hate mongering is nothing more than a money-making scam. Twitter previously identified Southern Poverty Law Center as a safety partner to help weed out hateful conduct and harassment. So I guess they can put themselves on their own list now. 5 o'clock Follies, third hour of the Bobby Mac Show, on your way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.